Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, the 6th of February, and I am your of 2023, and I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's, of course, great to be with you, wherever you may be tuning in from, however you may be tuning into the program. I'm just grateful that you have chosen to tune in to, you know, to learn more about God, you know, learn more about the things of God. It's, of course, great that you would make that determination for yourself to just tune in to the program. And, but, you know, a couple of days I'm going to be leaving. I'm going to be going to Florida for a week. So thought you should know about that. And what I've been doing the last couple of years is the last couple of winters, the winter of 2021, last winter, and then this winter, 2023, I've been going to Florida for about a week, and we go to Tampa area. We go to a couple different beaches, and you know, different things, and enjoy the outside for a little bit because of, you know, up here we have winter. And winter sometimes does not want to leave us alone. It's warmed up here, but there's still snow on the, I mean, there's still white stuff on the ground. In my mind, it's time for that snow to go away, you know, now that it's February. Chances are it won't listen to me because it always does what it wants to do instead of doing what I want it to do. It's as if it wants to boss me. And to me, that's kind of the deal with it. It wants to boss me instead of me bossing it. Don't know why that is, but so yeah, we have a good time, and so figure out, just let you know that I'm gonna be going down there real soon, and there's a little thing that we started doing last year when waiting for stoplights in Florida. In so many places in Florida, particularly Tampa, we've noticed, they have these very long stoplights. General, you know, normally most stoplights will run for like, you know, 30 seconds. But there they can run like at least a minute or more. So we start doing this thing of 1111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111 6. Isn't that pretty wild? It was an idea my mom came up with. Cause she was teasing me, being like, if it's not green by the time I say 6, we're going. She was joking about it. So what I had to do, what I felt like I needed to do, was stay on one for a while, you know, for at least like 10 seconds, then go to two, then go to three, then go to four, then go to five, you know, depending on how the lights, you know. Yeah, but then the thing is, when I got back a week later, unfortunately, I felt, about 2 weeks later, actually, I felt the need to use that on walking from the car into my house. Why? Because it was so cold out that it was, that instead of feeling like you were walking, it felt like you were waiting to get inside. Isn't that terrible? So which meant I had to do the 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1- fight than having to do that in order to go inside, right? Because in a way, do you feel like while counting, you could possibly be getting colder? And then hoping you get inside before it says six. That's not the six you want, unlike the six with dice. Of course, the dice with six, yay! But the six with the other thing, what? Like, why am I still, like, as in, why am I still not inside? But we'll have to see how it goes because, and now I just saw something that said that March could be colder than normal after a warmer than normal February. Oh, I hope not. Because if March goes cold, then you open the door to possibly a cold April, maybe a cold May, maybe a cold summer. I don't like cold summers that much. I don't. I would rather have one of these summers that ranks very high on the number of 80-degree days. In my mind, a good warm season would be like at least 80-degree days. They said that around here last year, we had basically the second most 80 degrees or warmer days ever. You saw that too, Caitlin, didn't you? That basically we had like, even though it wasn't super high on 90-degree days, it was second most ever on 80-plus, I know they say, some people might say it's global warming. I don't. And I just hope that becomes more regular, to be honest. Now, she lived in Dallas. Did you find yourself finally to that place to where going to 96, 97, 98 was just a way of life to expect in the summer and that's just what it was? Some of the days it was extremely humid, other days it wasn't. Is that a good way to put it? Do you mean the ones that were 96, or are you talking about the ones that were closer to, like, over 100? Were some of those ones the ones that were humid or some of the ones that weren't? Whereas the mid-90s ones, sometimes some of the 96-degree ones, I'm guessing, were worse, and that sometimes those were even more humid. Am I right? But the ones that were totally sunny were actually less humid. Right? Yeah. Like if it said today, sunny, highs in the mid-90s, tonight, clear, Lows in the lower 70s. See, in that case, that's not so bad. Then that means it's not so humid.
And then
it's kind of nice if you can just keep it like that for a week, right? Because then it's like, oh, we hit 94 degrees. And so many other places, it's like, oh. But there's like no way of life. And at the playground, we have AC. Do some playgrounds down there actually have AC by the playground for that purpose? Oh, I was hoping they would be actually outside. Some of them have the playground in the shade, though, right?
Yeah.
And lots of people are still on them, and it's in the mid-90s, right? And like to a lot of them, they'll be like, oh, it's mid-90s, no worries. As they would say, just as it should be. But here we have mid-90s. It's always humid every time we get them. Which is, but when I go to Florida, it won't be any of that. It'll be, you know, low 80s. One of the days it's supposed to be in the lower 60s, but golly, I wish that thing would go up. But right now it's not. But we'll have to wait and see. I don't know if you followed that thing about that crazy spy balloon. I'm glad it's down. But I will say this. Don't always believe everything you hear or see on the internet. Don't just automatically believe it, that just because you heard it on the internet, saw it on the internet, just because you heard it on the news doesn't make it true. Because, I'm just going to use this as an example. China said that balloon was a balloon that was supposed to be somewhere else that just went rogue. Do you believe that? Or do you believe there was a reason why that balloon was here? What? What you mean is, do you think it was just a mistake? Or do you think, I think it was planned, don't you? I honestly think that balloon was planned. And if I was there to witness it being popped, brought down forever, I would have cheered. Because I can see where some people would be like, let's watch the balloon saga and see where it goes next. But another way, I was like, I'm so glad it's gone. Because it had been over different states, you know, Missouri, Tennessee, North Carolina, and then they brought it down, thankfully. I'm glad it won't be in Florida. Imagine, wouldn't it be crazy if I could actually hear the balloon? If I could hear it, and knew that that's what it was and had equipment to shoot it down, I would try to use it. Wouldn't you? And I'd be like, I mean, especially if it was like right over the water, like if I was at St. Pete Beach in St. Petersburg, Florida, or maybe at the beach that's a couple miles from where I stay in Tampa, Florida, or Clearwater. Maybe if it was at Clearwater or at, you know, Siesta Key or something, or if I was, or Indian Woods Beach or whatever, or one of these different, you know, beaches. If it was near the water, that's where I would try to bring it down at.
Yeah.
Because, and then, of course, hopefully with the military being there, of course, I'd be like, all I did was shoot it down. You military, deal with it. You know? And then I would leave. But then you know what I would do? I would leave because I wouldn't want the press involved. Would I go to another beach? Yes, even if it was like 2 miles away. You know? But then, because I'd be like, well, what happened is we just saw something and we had to deal with it, you know? Because didn't want it. But you say, do you think that there could... And they were not happy about the balloon being shot down. And I have to say, there's been people over the years who have tried to say, oh, China, the great frontier, oh, they're our friends. No, they're not our friends. They are not our friends. You've heard that, right? They're not our friends. They want to be the next great thing. They want to be the greatest country in the world rather than have us be it. They want to be it. They want to dominate everything. They do. And, but so just thought I should kind of, you know, let you know, but America is the greatest country on earth. It is. It really is. And I'm grateful to God that I'm an American. And of course, we stand for liberty, freedom, not communism, not socialism, not all this, you know, crazy stuff that happens in other places. Just kind of letting you know what I thought about the whole China thing with that spy balloon. You know, imagine if the Israelites could have just used a balloon to look down on the Promised Land. Do you think it would have changed the report? Could have made it more positive, or do you doubt it? And that'd be because maybe from the balloon they could have actually seen more of it. From the little balloon but then something tells me they want to shoot it down.
Yeah.
But they'd be like, why has this thing been over us the last couple of days? Because that's why I'd use, you know, other means and not a silly balloon. Imagine if the balloon sounded like a hot air balloon, but I doubt it. Don't you doubt it? Because those balloons actually sound cool.
I doubt it, yeah.
Do you bet it sounded like a really annoying sound instead? I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Because that way you could know that that's what it was. As opposed to thinking, oh, that sounds cool. But anyhow, so because of Florida, I'll probably do like one show next week, but it'll be me talking about kind of how it's been going, just so you know what's going on with that. Okay. And then the other things I want to remind you about is about the book Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life, how great God has been, and how he's just been there for me, you know, for my family, for my mom, You know, whenever we've needed him, he's always been there for us. He's still working miracles today, just like he was before. He's still doing miracles now. And I know this firsthand. And he's never let me down before. And I know for a fact he is not going to let me down now. And we can rest assured knowing that. So you can go online to riversofmiracles.com. That is rivers, RIVERS, of miracles.com, to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles and how it can be a blessing to your life. Because I want it to be a blessing for you. I want you to be able to read it. Amen. I want you to be able to read it and find out, you know, everything that's in it. So you can go online to that website to find out information about it. And it can be a blessing to you. And then the other thing that I want to remind you about is the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com if you would like to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. I love it when you sow seed. It helps keep us going, helps us reach more people. And obviously we do this because we love people. And I want to see this. I want to see more people hear this, you know, find out about this and be a part of this and what God's doing. And to sow your seed, you can go online to paypal.com, in the search bar. You'll type in my name, which is Rivers, RYVERS. And then the last name, Shukla, SHUKLA. Now, I want you to keep something in mind, please. The first R in Rivers, and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So please, if you kindly would, make a note of that. I'd love for you to make a note of that, if you would. And I always pray for those seeds when you sow them. Always. And that's something that I just believe God for and thank God for is when I receive these seeds. You know, shows me that you love what God's been doing. And so the verse that I want to sow into your life tonight is what it says, he who soweth sparingly shall also reap. Sparingly. He reaps. And then it says, he who soweth bountifully shall also reap. You notice something, listeners? The one who sows sparingly reaps. The one who sows bountifully also reaps. He reaps according to what he sows. He or she, by the way. Reap according to what you sow. So reap a little, get a little. And know this. God looks upon the heart. So it's not based on a strict dollar amount. He looks at the heart. The one who sows, like everything they have to look on, it's different from someone who sows an awful lot of money, but they only sow like, you know, 20%. So it's just something to keep in mind. And I know we serve the God of more than enough, not just enough. And I always believe for God to bless you in everything that you do. And so, I'm going to sing a couple songs and then get into the word of the Lord for this evening. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. We see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. We see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. We see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares with you. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares with you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you, and I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you lead me. And I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. And I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other, reaches to me. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me. Oh, in the fullness of power of your name. You lift me up. You lift me up. Yes. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Oh, your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Oh, your faithfulness reaches to the skies. You are my strength. Yes, you are strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me. You are my hope. Hope like no other. Hope like no other. Reaches to me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. Oh, your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the sky. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the sky. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other reaches to me. You are my hope. Hope like no other. Hope like no other reaches to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are always here for us. You're always making a way for us. You give us strength. You give us hope. You give us love. You give us peace. You give us joy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the things that you give us, all the benefits that you have for us. Thank you that we can live in your benefits and that we can trust you. We can believe in you, Jesus. thank you for what you're doing for each one of us, Lord. Right here, right now, I know you're meeting our needs for us. Everything that we need, we trust you for it. And we know that you're doing it for us because you love us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank you, Master, that you are with us. Your hand is on us. You're there for us. You're making a way for us. You're making a path when it seems like there is not one. You're making one. And I thank you for that, Master. Thank you that you bless every listener that tuned into this program tonight. Thank you that you're meeting them where they are. Strengthening them, giving peace to them, hope to them, that you're there for them, for every situation that they face. Thank you that you're healing their bodies and strengthening their body, that you're healing and strengthening their mind. Thank you for that. Thank you for what you are doing, for what you're, not only what you have done, but what you're about to do. And I thank you, Master, for that right now. Thank you for that, for what you're about to do for them. Thank you for our time in the Word tonight, Jesus. Thank you that it's fruitful and that you're using it because you know what they have need of. You know what they have need of. Thank you that you're just meeting them right where they are, Master, that you're helping them. And thank you that you anoint their ears to hear the word and that they will be doers of your word and not just hearers. And I thank you, Master, for that. Now I make my confession over this program, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come to this program. Most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great, wonderful radio program in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Amen and amen. Turn with me, if you would please, to the book of James. I'm going to go to chapter 3. Thank you, Jesus. James 3. We'll see what the Lord has for us tonight. I'm going to begin with verse 1. As many of you should presume to be teachers, my brothers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal, or take ships as an example. All they are, so large and driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, The tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body, corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire to hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed by man. But no man can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it, we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives? Or a grapevine bear figs? Well, neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life. By deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, then do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such my wisdom does not come down from heaven. It is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. For those of you who have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere, peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. Chapter 4. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you can't have what you want. You quarrel and you fight, and you do not have, because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask amiss. You ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is enmity against God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says, without reason, that there he caused to live in us envies intensely, but he gives us more grace? That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, draw near to God, I should say. Either way, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Brothers, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against his brother or judges him speaks against the law of judgment. And, I mean, that's against who judges him. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it. But sitting in judgment, setting in judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor? Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city. Spend a year there. Carry on business and make money. Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast and you brag. All such boasting is evil. Anyone, then, who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it, sins. So, So there was some things to be said in there about us. Part of what he is saying is, you know, submit yourselves to God, not to a man, but to God. Now, obviously, as children, you know, first, you should be submitting to your parents. Then you go to, you know, obeying and all that stuff. Then, at some point, you go to honoring them. But it does require us to submit to God. And if you want the devil to flee from you, you have to resist the devil and not give him opportunities. You can't just sit there and give the devil all kinds of opportunities to just come in and, you know, destroy things. Because the devil has one mission: steal, kill, destroy. But Jesus came to save us. And so, but then before that, he was also talking about the tongue, about how the same tongue that we use, you know, to praise God, worship God, you know, love on our God, we can also use it to curse. But then he says in there, this should not be. He said, this should not be. Should not be. Nope, it shouldn't be. And he said, basically, you know, the human tongue, no one can tame it. He said, no one can tame it. You know, he's not saying, you know, he's not trying to say we're all a lost cause, but it's not like, you know, doom and gloom, but, you know, it's up to us to watch our mouth and for God to help us. And, you know, watch what comes out of it. Because it even mentions how the different animals have been tamed. They've been able to be tamed. A lot of different animals that might have, could have otherwise been wild, they've been able to be tamed. But these other animals, I mean, and then he said, you know, that there's one verse that says life and death are in the power of not your hands, not your feet, not your belly button, not your heart, your tongue. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. The same tongue that you can breathe, that can use to breathe life, is the same tongue that you can use to sow things that are not good. And it's not the Book of Rivers or the Book of the Miracle Man. Nope, no way. It's the Bible, the Book of James, which I read to you from tonight. And it said, you know, no one can tame the tongue. No one can tame the tongue. I'm going to take a real quick station ID. I will be right back. All right, turn it back on, if you would. outside of it. I know where you mean. I know what you mean. To have it turned back on. All right, praise the Lord, we're back on. But as I was saying, that's part of submitting to God, you see, listeners, is, this whole thing of, watching your mouth, watching what comes out of it, that's part of how you submit yourself to God. And resisting the devil, because after all, God can hear you. He knows everything. He knew everything ahead of time. Believe it or not, He knew that I'm going to Florida. Hashtag just saying. But nonetheless, he knows what you're thinking. He knows. So I don't want you to think that you can fool God. You can't fool God. It's not like with your parents, or maybe when you were younger, you were one of these kids who faked sick to skip school. And some parents will make it like impossible to fool. And I've seen some of these animated videos that I like where kids, X, Y, Z, fake sick and gets grounded. And there's one of them I just saw it recently, where the kid says they don't feel good. They take, the kid takes, they do this thing with a thermometer, put it in hot water, and then they say, it says, a real high number. Then they go, we should take you to the doctor to see. They go to the doctor. They look. They take the temperature and dun, dun, dun. They were faking sick. The kid gets to school. Of course, on the way there, he's crying like crazy. And he gets to school and he's like, he's like even crying on the floor of the principal's office, and he's like 10. My point being made, though, you can't fool God like that. That's not the way it works. You cannot fool God. He knows what you're thinking. He does. But, of course, when you fall astray, He can forgive you, and He will forgive you. Why? Because He loves us. He cares about us that much. He loves us that much. And He would not want for us to go astray.
Try again, 7:37 p.m.
And then there's this other thing that he said in chapter 4. Draw nigh to God. He will draw nigh to you. Part of that is through, prayer, reading your Bible, showing yourself unto Him. And all those connectors to God. My pastor took a few minutes last night, talked about connectors. And, you go to the house of God. But what you're doing when you're there is you're using those connectors. You're connecting to God. Because obviously you're not sitting there talking. You're not playing on your phone. I hope you're not. Not checking the football scores or the weather. You're connecting to God through, the reading of the word, through worship, through praise, through these other means that you connect to God. And it's just a great thing when you connect to Him. Because like how we read tonight, you draw near to God, He will draw near unto you. And that's what He wants. It is what He wants. And that I'm just showing you, some things that were from where we read tonight. And we talk about, resisting. Resist means don't give in to. If I were to take all of you listeners to the gym, and we would all go in there and go, do some weight machines, you'd put some weight on there. Helps the resistance. That weight does not want you to lift it, does it? It doesn't want you to lift it, does it? And sometimes your brain is like, no, I don't want to lift this. I want to go watch TV. I want to play on my phone. I want to sit on my comfy little couch, eat a donut, and drink a nice cold frappuccino or Coca-Cola or something. But you get in there, and you get those weights, the resistance. It wants to resist you. But this resist the devil, that means you resist him. And then you kick him out. Don't let the devil live in your life. If he's finding avenues into your house, kick him out. Kick him right out. Don't let him have influence in you and your family. But here's something I want you to realize on this topic. Not everything is a demon. Well, Miracle Man, what do you mean not everything is a demon? So we had Grandpa Evans, Gene and June Evans, who are former pastors from Georgia. Some of that time they were in the Atlanta area. Douglasville, Georgia, so basically Metro Atlanta. To make it simpler, we'll just say basically out of Atlanta. So June and Gene came, and they were former pastors out of Atlanta, Georgia. And way back when, they were much younger, and they had you know, and at the time their children were much younger. So Jean and June had went to this conference, and they had learned some things about demons and that. But then, you know, this guy apparently, these people apparently had some flaky doctrines at that conference. And they claimed they were seeing demons. Even peanut butter had demons and all this other stuff. The sink had demons and this other stuff. And they even thought their son had a demon. So, because he'd make, you know, they heard a certain thing or whatever. And they were trying to wonder that. And so they're at home, you know, trying to cast the demon out of Mark. And they wanted the demon to reveal his name. June and Gene Evans. They wanted the demon to reveal its name. But then this kid was saying, their son was saying, Mark, 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 Mark. He's 5 years old. And then it's like he's thinking, you can't cast me out of me. You know, in that sense. You know, he was doing, you know, what a little five-year-old would do. And so, you know, goofy, 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 goofy. Now, Gene and June are actually very good people. But, you know, they learned something that day. Not everything, you know, is exactly a demon. But yes, you submit to God, you resist the devil, and then the devil flees from you. He'll flee from you. And you know what flee means? Leave. You know, whether you flee on foot, you know, however you would do that, meaning he'll leave you. As you submit to God. And of course, submitting to God is very important. And that means giving in ear to him, obeying him, doing as he tells you to do. And so,
try again, 7:47 p.m.
That's what was bio. And so, it's something that as Christians, you know, if you say you're a Christian, you know, do what God says and don't do what he says not to do. And be humble. Part of what we read tonight, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and he will lift you up. He gives grace to the humble. If you humble yourself and you show humility towards him, then he lifts you up. But if you exalt yourself, you will be humbled. And he wants us to humble ourselves in his sight so that we can be lifted up. That's what he wants to do for us. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word tonight. Thank you that you'll help us, you know, to watch our mouths, watch what we're doing, where we're going. And thank you, Lord God, that you are there for us. You are with us. Help us to be submissive to you and to resist the devil and his traps that he has. And thank you, Master, that you are the great I am. And thank you for that in Jesus' name. Now, this week is Super Bowl week, and I will be making my pick. Tomato. Tomato. I love you. Tomato. Okay. But, of course, on Sunday you have the Chiefs of Kansas City taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in Arizona, you know, near Phoenix, Arizona, Glendale, Arizona, to be specific, 6:30 p.m. start time. I'll be watching it from in Florida, which will not be the first time that I watched it on the road, because about 3 years ago on Super Bowl Sunday, I watched it coming back from seeing my brother for his birthday in Kentucky. And we happened to be driving through Ohio during it, during the time that I was watching the game, listening to the game. Oh, and then 2021, I was in Kentucky seeing my brother for his birthday, watching the game at his church. This will actually be the third time out of 4 years that I've been on the road during the Super Bowl. Where will I be to watch it? Don't know. I wonder if it's possible to have TVs on the beach and them showing the game. Is that possible, do you think? Is that possible, Caitlin? You think they could do it? Do you know of anywhere where that does? Really? Maybe down in Florida, some actually do this. Super Bowl beach party. Super Bowl beach party. You think that's a thing in some places? You think that's a thing in some places, showing the game on a big screen on the sandy beach? Maybe that's what you said? Hopefully they do. But obviously in Michigan they won't be, because the Super Bowl is always in February. And in February we can't ever get another weather nice enough. Can we fix that? Oh, I wish. But nonetheless, I'm possibly in Florida they do it. Maybe on a beach somewhere. So that would be so cool. Live from the public beach. We have an 80-inch TVs from which you can stream to watch the game. I wish. In your mind, would that be an I wish? To just, especially if they played the game in the middle of the afternoon. But wouldn't it be harder to look at it with the sun out, though? So it makes it easier to look at it if it's actually dark out. So you just be looking up at that screen. And so, of course, one can dream. One can dream. And because I'm going to be in Florida, I think in my mind it's time to dream. So, going to look into that because I think it could be cool. You know, if only there's like a, because, and what, why, and you say, why did I say public beach? I said public beach because, don't want to crash a hotel's Super Bowl party. They're having one. All right, folks, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.